listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hi, everyone. This is Helen.
I'm Kara.
And I'm Tracy
from MomTalk.ca. Well, we all know how hard it is to fit everything in. In fact, many of us are taking multitasking to a new level as we juggle our way through the day. And despite the fact that we are able to accomplish so much from morning till night, many of us are putting our own needs aside in an effort to meet the needs of others and our growing to-do lists. Moms need to think in reverse. Take time for yourself, and then you'll have time and energy to take care of everything else. So today we're putting our heads together to come up with ideas that will help us all take time for ourselves and to exercise and get fit. You know, girls, I have struggled with finding time to exercise since becoming a mom. I was thinking why, and I think I've come up with three top excuses most of us make. I'm too tired, I don't like exercise, and I don't have time. Time being the key.
Amen.
Time, yes. I really struggle with time, and time is always, it's never seems to be on my side in my house, especially with four little ones. It's a big challenge for me. So I have to set aside and pick someone to do something with. So a friend of mine, Sarah, and I, we do yoga once a week, and that's our time. We take an hour every Wednesday afternoon and go to yoga. She picks me up, so I know that she's going to be there at a certain time, and I'm ready. My husband knows he has to be home at a certain time to get me out the door to yoga. So I find that that's my biggest challenge is putting aside that time and making the commitment to do it. I find I'm quite active just in my daily day-to-day things with the kids, taking the kids to play group, and I'm constantly in motion. As you can probably hear in the background, my two-year-old is there, Kieran, and then little Finn is on my lap nursing right now. So you may hear a little bit of noise in the background because we're a pretty active household.
Tracy, how about you? I mean, I know you have older kids, so you're not running around after your kids. You might be driving them everywhere, but have you put some sort of support group in place?
I actually lately haven't had a support group, and I think that's been one of my biggest problems. The thing I find that works for me is I make myself go in the morning right after I drop the kids off at school. I make sure I'm in my gym clothes when I go out the door, and I don't come home until I've done my workout. And that's what works for me. But then I'll fall behind and not go for a while. And maybe it is because I don't have someone that I'm meeting at the gym regularly.
Yeah, I think you saying that you get dressed in your gym clothes before you get going, that's a really good idea, because how pathetic is it if you get dressed, ready for the gym, and then you don't go to the gym?
I've done that before.
Okay. Well, definitely, I think it's a good idea for most people. I was reading about this study. It was an Australian study, and they had 554 participants, and they broke them up into three groups. So they gave one of the groups a booklet that described how to overcome exercise barriers. And the second group got the same book, but they got to meet once a week to discuss how they were doing. And it was like a support group. And then I think exercise group would have spawned off that. And then the third group got nothing at all. So after 8 weeks, 60% of the women who participated in the group session where they had the support group were doing really well. But at the end of it, when the study was finished, they found that they all resorted back to their old ways. So I think having a support group is really, really important. But I also think that when a support group isn't working, whether it's your friend or your mom or actually maybe going to the gym with a group of friends, if it's not working, it's okay to change it. Like if your friend stops running with you, that doesn't mean you have to stop running. You can go find another friend. So I think that the support groups are probably key, and making sure that you always have something in place. I was telling Kara the other day that my daughter has just recently started going to the Y, and she's allowed to use the gym. But she's not allowed to use the gym unless I'm with her. Well, similar to sitting in your workout clothes and not exercising, mm-hmm. I can't go to the gym and watch her exercise.
Right.
So it's actually created a support system for me in a strange sort of way. And now we go to the Y together to exercise together. And I think it's great of the mom and a daughter.
Yeah.
But it's really good because I really need to get back to the gym.
Yes, I think that having someone to do that, to motivate you and to motivate each other is another key of doing that. And my friend Sarah and I, as I said, we We do yoga once a week, and I've been trying to up it to 2 times a week, but once again, time's not always on my side. I'm a person that I don't really like to get into really strenuous exercise. I'm not very coordinated, so aerobics were never my thing. I don't like to use, like, bicycle machines and things like that. I don't like to do overly strenuous things, so yoga is really, it's really great for me. I get a little bit of a sweat going on, my heart rate's up a little bit, but not anything to put me over the edge and get me winded.
Right. Well, and I think the key is that you do have to find something that you really enjoy. And I think when you finally find that activity that you love, and, you know, for a lot of people, it's yoga or Pilates. Some of my friends love running. Like, I think when that passion is there, then it's not really like, oh, I have to exercise.
Yeah.
You look forward to it.
Yeah, you look forward to it. Although I have watched Oprah, and she continuously says she hates exercising.
But she still does it, though.
Yes, that's true. And I think, you know, for some people, maybe moving is not something they want to do. But I think the reality is if we don't move our bodies and take care of them, we will be reminded of that at some point in the future. So I think it is important to make it a priority. And Teresa, you said, like, getting out there, doing it first thing in the morning is really important. I think if you are making it a priority, then if first thing in the morning pushes you to do it and then you know it's done.
Oh, yeah. It's that feeling.
Yeah. But, like, for some people, getting out in the morning might not be an option. Mm-hmm. And I almost think that we treat ourselves like we're not a priority. And I think as moms, we need to put ourselves first sometimes.
Absolutely.
Even though it seems selfish, it's not really, because
you
have more to give.
And you're prolonging your life for your children.
Yes, absolutely.
And your health, you're really just a better person all the way around. You've got more energy throughout the day to get more done. And I find I feel better emotionally as well.
Yeah, I agree. Sleep better, just generally feel better. What do you say, though, to moms who they've got 3 kids and maybe their husband works shift work, or maybe, you know, maybe they're a single mom, or maybe the dad or the husband isn't supporting them? What do you say to them? How are they going to get exercise in?
Well, there's great alternatives, because, I mean, you don't always have to go to the gym. You don't always have to go to a class. I mean, there's ways that you can work out right in your own home. Like, for instance, we have an Xbox, and I can play a game called Dance Dance Revolution that has a workout mode. I'm actually dancing in my house and watching the video screen, but I'm getting exercise at the same time. It's fun. It's great fun. Same with, we also have a Nintendo Wii. We have a few video games in our home. And the Wii is fantastic for working out and doing things. There's all kinds of games that are quite interactive.
Are there dances for it, too?
Oh, yes, dancing. And we have a game called Boogie for the Wii, and it's dancing and karaoke together.
Oh.
So those are some alternatives that you can use right in your own home.
Yeah, I think that's wise, because there are some people who don't want to go to a gym. So I think it's important to realize that you need to find the right fit for you.
Yeah.
I was thinking of this podcast and thinking, when I go on the treadmill or go walking, I love listening to music. And one thing that motivates me, and I thought of this the other day because I was reading this magazine and was a woman talking about when she was fat. And it was when she was actually not fat, but when she thought she was fat. And now she says, I wish that I was fat again, because she's probably gained 50 pounds since the time she actually thought that she had a weight problem. In fact, she didn't. And what she was saying in it, that what motivates her is all of the stuff that was happening at that time in her life. So even like going online and finding music that takes you back to a time where you were really feeling positive about yourself.
Yeah.
I think that can make a big difference.
Yeah. I couldn't do my workouts without my music. I have an iPod and really good headphones, and that was a major investment for me in my well-being. I don't have a buddy, but I do have my music, and it just motivates me. I listen to a huge variety of music. But if I want energy, I listen to a certain type, or if I want to be mellow or calm down. And getting your own library music is an investment of time, but it's an investment in your well-being, taking care of yourself.
Yeah, I find if I put live upbeat music on, and I can clean till there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's part of my workout, like, you know, even just taking in a half hour and just doing a cleaning blitz around the house. To me, that's working out.
It is pretty good exercise if you really are moving.
Yeah, you're scrubbing the floors. really working out.
I think another thing that we have to think about is the messages that we send to our kids about how we take care of ourselves, especially our girls. Like, for the moms who may have decided that they don't have time to take care of themselves, if they have daughters, they also are saying to the daughter that, okay, when you get older, you're going to come last. And I don't know if that's the greatest message to be sending. And I think maybe sometimes we fall into the trap of thinking that if we put ourselves first, that we're putting them last. But I don't think that's the case. I think we're putting ourselves first so that we can take care of them and enjoy them, and whether that's for our own health or just for our own mental health.
Yeah, I think that's a realization women of in our age group are coming to, because our mothers really, my mother really sent me that message strong and clear, that she always put the kids first and she came totally last. And automatically, I have to fight that notion that she was right. And I think that women our age and younger are really coming around.
Yeah, we just really need to find the balance between the two, I guess.
Absolutely. Okay, so if I was to take anything from today, I would definitely say that making it a priority and finding a support system is really important. Kara, for so many people who are listening, they may not have a group of friends who they would associate exercise with. So I know that the Canadian Parents Discussion Board can really help connect people with like-minded people. So where would you direct listeners on the board?
I would say definitely check out our regional clubs. We have a board for each province in Canada. And if you're looking for maybe a walking club or someone to go to the gym with in your local town or your city, maybe post a message there. Say, you know, I'm looking to start a walking club or a stroller walking club, you know, with your baby, or even a moms and babies fitness class. Because if you can get enough people together, a lot of gyms will accommodate you that way. So, you know, I'd say check out your regional board in your province and see if maybe you can drum up some business there.
Well, thanks for joining us today. To learn more about this podcast, visit mumtalk.ca. And don't forget to drop by the Canadian Parents Discussion Boards, where you'll find the Shrinking Moms Club, along with all kinds of support ideas and inspiration to get you on the road to taking time for yourself and your health.